Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It is the morning after our couple's wedding night, and that means it's the first day of the rest of their married life. And I got news for them. All these couples better be careful because look who's back.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Carmen's back.
I'm back.
The
guys.
Couples are in trouble. It's no nonsense time now. We can let them off easy the first 2 weeks, but it's no nonsense anymore.
No hiding now,
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen, welcome to AfterBuzz's after show of Married at First Sight, season 9. This is episode 3. We're finally going to start getting into some of the drama, but before we talk about that, guys, I'm your host, Mike Thiele. I'm pumped to be here. And of course, I am with my amazing panel. I just gave her a little bit of an intro, but she deserves all the intro. To my immediate left is your girl, Carmen.
Thank you, Mike, for such a wonderful intro. And hey, guys, I'm happy to be back on board, and I'm ready to get into this crazy, insane show.
And he did not get enough last week, so we brought him back as a permanent member of our panel. Your boy, Jim, at the end.
Wouldn't I get enough of that last week? The show or?
The drama. The virginity, the lack of sex.
I thought the show started to transpire into my own life.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You went home, you were trying to find someone to marry on the spot.
Making
just
regrets
it.
I didn't go with the show a few seasons
making
ago.
Making regrets.
Not after tonight's episode, though. We'll get into it.
It kind of, the whole show kind of just rubs off on you, and you want to make really poor decisions for the rest of the evening.
I think it happened.
Guys, of course, we're going to talk about everything that went on this episode. We're finally, it takes a couple episodes for this show to get into it and for some drama and stuff to happen. So we're going to go through all the couples as we normally do. We got our two awesome special segments where we're going to rate our couples, of course, and we are going to maintain last week's special segment, did they have sex or not? And it's not enough for the panelists to do this stuff, you guys. So I'm going to post the link right now in chat. We're going to post the link several more times, but we want everybody out there to go ahead and participate in our survey, and we're going to track your results as well as ours with producer Jonathan along the way. But let's get into it. Carmen, you're back. Give us your overall thoughts on tonight's episode and just these couples in general from the last 2 weeks.
The virginity was just definitely at the top of the list. I'm like, oh, we have a lot to talk about this season. Surprisingly, they're one of my favorite couples. Is it Iris and Keith?
Yep.
Iris and Keith. So far, but I have some things to talk about with them. And I think it's going to be crazy. Matt and Amber are hilarious. Elizabeth and Jamie are, Dana and Greg is kind of like giving me Will and Keith vibes. Smiling. I mean, no, not Will and Keith. I always want to put them together. But Jasmine.
Will and Keith.
Jasmine.
That's
and Keith.
A different episode. That's a different show altogether. Yeah. Right.
But I think it's cool. I'm excited to see these crazy people do what they do.
Jim, what'd you think of tonight?
I thought there's some dull moments. Yeah. It was quiet and slow.
As usual. Welcome to Married at First Sight.
It's Married at First Sight.
And we were talking when we were watching the show. I'm like, man, I want to do this. I would have done this. And it's like, no.
You know, it's like, well, and that's what we were saying. And I was talking to one of our producers before. They said, how was the episode? Mm-hmm. I said, honestly, to be fair, it's pretty boring. Mm-hmm. Because they're...
But it moved along,
it
though,
does. That's fine. But they're also literally and figuratively right now in the honeymoon phase.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's no drama going on. There's nothing interesting. They're still getting to know each other. It's all kind of roses and butterflies as
but
it is right now.
There's some good talk points in there. Like, we have some good stuff to talk about this
there
season.
Is. Well, let's get right into it.
Let's get into it.
We know that we were at least half wrong last week because no one got busy the first night. We obviously see they all wake up. They're in a little bit of a non-afterglow because nothing happened. Strictly platonic still. And I guess the first major thing for this episode was they all get to sit down with their in-laws, their brand new in-laws, which has never happened on this show before. What'd you guys think? You have met significant others' parents before. Was it as awkward as this? As I just married this person, now I'm part of your family?
I get along with parents. I get along with parents. Moms love me. I don't know. I don't have. But I just
What's
think
the
it's
trick.
I don't know. You have to be humble. You have to be humble.
Because parents hate Jim, evidently.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
is that true?
Because
your silence says it all.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think they kind of do, but I'm always cool and nice. I don't know why, you know?
You come off like you wouldn't give a shit what they think. I think
because
that's what
you come in. I don't, technically.
Because you come in and you tell how you almost went on Married at First Sight. And
right,
how you
yeah.
almost.
I start getting my story. It's like,
how
what
strong do you take relationships?
So it's like, for me, when dealing with relationship in the past, it was just always this sort of thing like, well, he's this now, but is he one to stick around? They always thought I'm going to venture up to Hollywood and all that, which I did. So
oh, that's true.
Right,
that's true. The parents are right.
That.
The parents are right.
They had a feeling about you.
But buddy. They were like just always like, ooh, he doesn't have like this set career. He doesn't have this. Like, I was the wild card. Like, whoa, he could be trouble. He couldn't support a family. And it's like,
oh my
it's
God.
True, probably. Whatever. Right now, but it's all going to change.
I never had that epic.
I'm
going to
go on Married and Millionaire, whatever that show was.
Oh,
that was airing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, then I'll be legit, right?
You know what's funny to me about these parents being so stern. It's like, can you take a look at your own child
right.
for a second? Like, you're grilling me about what I want with your child or your daughter or whatever this is, but your daughter signed up to be Married at First Sight.
They're
so how
making
about
the
you
same decision.
Her?
Exactly right. They're making the exact same decision,
yeah.
so there really can be no judgment. And I thought it was interesting. Guys, let us know what you thought in the chat. We love seeing you. Thanks so much for hanging out, of course. Let us know what you thought. It was really fascinating the difference between the guy's parents and the girl's
mm-hmm.
parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a marked difference. I made the comment, and then Carmen, you immediately said absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general,
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
Because I think daughters are looked at as more sacred and also more of a liability. This is going to sound really messed up. I'm not a feminist. I'm sorry. I mean, I believe in equal rights and all that kind of stuff, but
wait till
I
we get to the sex talk. Like, Carmen is not
yeah.
a feminist.
I know, like, why moms and dads are scared because the girl brings the baby home with her.
Right.
Like, the son can get you pregnant and then go on about his business if he's a real jerk. But he
and it's happened
have
a lot.
Bring,
we've seen stories
well, sure.
and heard that, so this is
but he doesn't have to bring the child home with him, and the daughter
so,
does. So it's more of a liability. Like, you have to protect the daughter more.
That's interesting. So you think from the female's parents' perspective, they're thinking, the initial thought is, I don't want to have to take care of a grandkid if this guy runs away?
Yes.
That's the thought?
I think that's a
wow.
part of the overprotectiveness when it comes to daughters.
All right.
And then also, you just have a double standard. Like, guys have a different sexual nature than a lot of females. Well, you know, I don't know.
But do you think
you
the parents
to get
see it that
out
way,
for
too?
Saying stuff like that
yeah.
these days. But I just feel like men are more promiscuous than women naturally.
I think in general, yeah. But
we had
I
that talk.
Yeah, I don't think that's a controversial statement. If
okay.
you, I think a lot of people, there's been a lot of research done. I can't quote specific studies or anything. Don't get crazy on me. But
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of nature
mm-hmm.
that the male can spread his seed to many females, but the females
mm-hmm.
can only have one at a time. So it kind of lends itself to
mm-hmm.
promiscuity,
mm-hmm.
right?
No question. Here's the thing. Wasn't maybe that these parents are from the South, it's a little bit different culture too.
That's
and it's different because
mm-hmm.
you could see like a theme, you know. I think I turned to you guys, I'm like, whoa, they're all kind of like nervous, right? The parents seem nervous to me for some reason, and it was like almost interrogation, right? So
yeah.
it's like, we're going to do question, like, not only an interview, this is one thing, with an interview, but this is more of an interrogation. Like,
mm-hmm.
these are the questions, you tell us this and this. And
right.
it was just like a step-by-step process. It did not look comfortable. And it
yeah.
didn't feel comfortable
yeah.
watching it. Can you imagine
yeah.
being in that seat?
No.
So I just feel like maybe they've dealt something with these daughters potentially in the past, dating jerks and, you know,
sure.
these guys. And they're
yeah.
just so guarded to
and,
a point where we need to interrogate now.
Well, and I always think it's so funny because the parents are asking all these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really getting into it. But it's like, guys, you know they just met yesterday.
True.
You know this is a show. Come on.
That
like,
might be
relax,
a part of the problem. Like,
guys.
This stranger wants to deflower my daughter.
But it's the parents who are hardcore grilling. It feels like they're acting like the kids have been dating for 3 or 4 years, never met him, and just surprise, we got married, and all of a sudden he's in the family. They both
right.
made this wackadoo decision
totally.
To get involved with this TV show. You know, the grilling is a little bit strange. Two really stood out to me that I want to touch on real quick. First is Amber, because of anybody. Man. She got off so easy since his parents didn't come to the wedding. She just talks to his bros, basically. Right.
Oh, yeah,
she
approve. All good.
Chilling with his friends.
Right.
And instead of asking her any kind of hard questions or like, what are your intentions with Matt?
Right.
No. It's like, if you didn't know, Matt plays lots of instruments. And she's like, he's so great. They're like, oh, yeah, like, you rap too? Cool. You're going to get along great.
Yeah.
Well, like, poor Jamie has got Elizabeth's dad, who is a little too attached to her, I think.
What about the name?
Is he like low-key?
Should we keep her name? You know, that was a whole weird thing.
Man.
Like, the name thing. It was just, it was, I looked at both of you. I'm like, he's messing, right? He's just like, I was waiting for him to put out the jokes, like, kind of like her, like, being a, but I'm like, wait, I don't think he's messing. He's like legit for real about this stuff.
And for everything. I thought he was messing around for all of it.
It
seemed
like
it. He was messing about
this
stuff.
Like, passive aggressive in his tone of like, you're a jerk for doing it. Like,
for real.
I hate you for doing this. Like, I hate you for doing this. You're a clown. You know you're a jerk for this, right? Like, that's what I got from his tone. Because it was like, I'm not taking you serious. You signed up to get married at first sight.
And
with my crazy-ass daughter. Like, he probably knows more about his daughter. Like, you guys are nuts.
But that's what I was going to say. Mm. When we saw him and her together when she first told her parents that she was going to do this, he said, well, you know, this guy you get with is going to have to learn patience and how to deal with you. The way he was talking was kind of like, cool, you're not my problem anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with the, you know, intricacies that's going on in your mind like crazy. Mm-hmm. She's all over the place. And it'll be some other guy. But now it's like he doesn't want to let go. And he doesn't want this guy to have anything to do with it.
Here's the thing, what I thought, though. Wasn't there a power struggle between Jamie afterwards where he was just, like, you know, trying to establish what kind of a man he is? You know what I mean? Like, after the talk with the father.
Yeah.
It was just this whole thing. It was like a dynamic of, like, I almost felt like, are you mad enough to be with my daughter? Legit. Like, that seemed like it. And then he was trying to, like, sort of, we saw later on, we'll get into it.
With the name thing,
the name thing.
Yeah.
He just kind of tried to be more assertive, and it was forceful.
Yeah.
So I think it stemmed from that conversation where the father, it literally challenged him. And kind of put the foot down.
Maybe he's a jealous guy, like, I'm still the man in her life.
And her mom never says anything.
Right.
Never says a thing.
The weirdest thing is, she's such a free spirit.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen your daughter kiss someone before. So what was so awkward and what was so strange about seeing somebody kissing your daughter? She wasn't like, she's not like 22.
Right.
He was really
a grown woman.
The kissing stuff was really, really extra because at the wedding, first of all, it's their wedding. If we're going to take this stuff seriously, then we take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's their wedding. But second of all, I mean, they're also on a TV show. So if she got cast on Law & Order, maybe she's got to make out with some guy. It's really not that different,
it's not
okay?
That deep. It's
they
a
weren't
kiss.
Doing anything crazy.
Right.
Real quick, because we talk about a lot of aspects of marriage and stuff on this show, not just exactly what's going on with the show. Curious, because of the last name thing, what your guys' opinions were on it with men getting married to women and women changing their last names.
It's just, if you're going to be traditional, I don't know. It's too much.
Isn't that big of a deal?
Changing is too much? What is too much, though?
Just take your husband's name.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I understand if you have a strong brand. Like, you're Kim Kardashian. I understand why you don't want to lose the branding that's associated with
your name. But she didn't either. She also took West, right?
Kim Kardashian West. Yeah. Beyonce knows Carter. You know? But I understand why you want to keep your established thing. But to expect men to just... what is it called? Emasculate? To me, that's emasculating. Like,
to not take it, you think is emasculating.
Yeah, to make a man take your last name is some real punk.
They also don't have to take
that's
either.
That's weird.
They can, everybody can take
their own and
names,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I think it's like, I wouldn't be offended or anything. It's like, if you want to really keep your name. But I think it's more of like a branding thing. Like, if you wanted to keep your name, like if you're in an entertainment industry or some kind of, you know, known person and you're kind of associated by that. But none of them are, from what we know.
Just normal people.
And why is that such a big deal already? You know what I mean? Like, they made it a big deal. And the thing is, especially with Jamie's case, like, well, you're going to take her name. It was just almost like, what is... I also thought it was a power struggle move. You know what I mean? With the father and him. It's like, I'm not going to let even her be recognized by you.
Right.
You know? So you're going to even take her name. Like, it was a power struggle more than about the name. I thought the name thing was overblown. And it's not... in a sense, it wasn't the topic. It was more of asserting your
it's
dominance.
It's like passively, aggressively saying, I don't respect you.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean, so for full disclosure... I'm a very big wedding officiant. I also issue marriage licenses, so yeah. I'm really in tune with the name change thing. In California, I know legally everything you can change your name to. Mm-hmm. Done about 700 weddings now. It is definitely more like 75% women taking the man's last name. For me personally, when we got married, I did want my wife to take my last name, specifically with the thought of if we have kids. I just wanted all of us to have the same name.
Yeah, it's confusing sometimes, too.
I just liked it. And that was one part, just like Carmen said, of the tradition. I kind of liked it.
It's traditional. If you're going to get married, I mean, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to keep it traditional, you might as well just go ahead and keep it traditional.
Yeah. So they finally... This is a terrible transition, Mike.
How do you know, like in a same-sex marriage, who takes whose last name? How does
I've seen
work?
Lots of different things for that. So I've seen same-sex couples keep both of their names.
Okay.
I've also seen them combine names because you can combine both and hyphenate.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Hey. And we have an accident, of course.
It's all good.
Perfect.
It's all good right
this
here.
This is live taking right here.
We're doing it live, man. And they can. I've seen them actually take each other's names.
Uh-huh.
So my wife's last name was Tugade. So I've actually seen same-sex couples do Michael Feeling Tugade and Raquel Tugade Feeling and switch and take each other. So there's a lot of fun stuff you do. Hey, you can do anything.
Did they drown with the parents' interviews like we kind of almost did right here?
That's right. They were definitely drowning in interviews. If you guys are fans of us, you are just drowning and drowning and drowning in content because, as Jim will tell you...
Yeah.
We love you guys so much, but this is not the only program you got to hang out with.
Hey, whether you're single, in a relationship, getting grilled by your soon-to-be parents or not, or just trapped in a wet mess, we still appreciate the conversation, you guys joining us here every week.
Disembodied hand care of Josh, one of our producers.
Give a
just
shout
get
out
on camera, Josh.
Give a shout fighting. Out. Please, if anything, guys, subscribe for this man's hard work right now and providing this for us. Keep on being in the conversation. Comment. Leave us questions. We want to be part of it. I think I'm still there. Yes, I am. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Comment more. Just talk to us because, you know, we're busy around here. Got a lot going on. So
if you're on iTunes, you have no idea what's going on right now. It sounds like a big mush of mush. But we had a little spillage. Everything is good now. We're coming back. Guys,
I need to have my hands tied, I think, now. This is the second time it happened already, man.
Everybody watching, you guys are our extended panel. You know that. We love seeing all the comments. Thanks so much for hanging out and just making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
That's
you guys rock, rock, rock. So super quick, because I want to get into all the couples individually. Suffice it to say, they get through the conversations with the in-laws, and then we move on to the honeymoon. So let's take all of these individually, and let's talk about them, and we'll end on the honeymoon for each one of them. First, I want to start out with... who I think right now is still kind of the least interesting couple. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say, but that's what I think. Greg and Deanna.
Yeah.
We know they're God-fearing.
You don't think they're interesting?
No, not at all. And it's not even the religious aspect. There's nothing about it. It's like people sometimes misinterpret, like, oh, they're religious, so they're more subdued. They're more, you know, they're not as boisterous or whatnot. It's not that.
Right.
Because there's plenty of religious people who show personalities, right?
It's got nothing to do with it.
Just a disclaimer if anyone's thinking that maybe or assuming that.
Calm down.
The thing is with this is that... this couple is just not meshing well. Like, they're just strangers. And you can tell they're strangers because they're so awkward with each other.
Right.
And it's like, they are, though.
They're strangers.
They are,
but it's a different thing.
Than any of the other couples, I feel like it stands out from when they were awkwardly talking in the bathroom while they were flossing. Like, it's not a big deal, but it became very awkward for them.
Yeah. She's treated him like a guy who she's dating that has to prove himself to her.
Mm.
Like, you need to tear this wall down. I'm going to put this wall down. So impress me, you know. So I feel like she's almost using her defensiveness to kind of, like, get him in line with what she wants. And, you know, I thought they had good chemistry, though.
Today or the previously?
No, just, like,
It still feels awkward to me.
Yeah. It's awkward because she's being defensive.
Very much so.
She's like, the whole I'm not smitten thing, smitten doesn't exist in my dictionary.
That's such a strange thing.
You have to be smitten on your honeymoon. That's the whole point. It should just be so romantic. But she's like, you didn't get me yet. Don't get too excited yet. Like, you don't have me in your pocket yet. Like, I think that's what she's trying to establish. Like, I'll let you know if I like you like that. That's what she's doing.
For both of them, I had odd, awkward moments. He seemingly making way too big a deal out of her not liking sweets. Who cares?
You're acting like children, literally.
I don't eat chicken, but if my man wanted chicken, I would bake him chicken.
Or you just eat something else. Like, it's not a big deal.
No one's forcing you to.
I mean, it seems like a win-win. He gets all your chicken, then. He gets all the sweets. Like, that sounds awesome. I love sweets. That sounds awesome to me. Who cares? And then also this whole smitten thing, she doesn't like the word. Okay, great. And that's why I'm saying they're the least interesting. Because if this is the biggest plot points we get for them for the show...
They're very interesting. This is going to be great. They're going to butt heads so much, and we get to just talk
about
them.
But is it interesting, or is it just boring and like... I find it filler. I almost find it like a turn off in a sense where they're just so immature almost with their way of like going about it, you know, and it just feels like uncomfortable and awkward. And awkward isn't fun to watch.
I think it's her more than him.
Yeah, I agree, I think, in a way. But he's playing up to it too. They're both trying from their they're almost like butting heads in a way, like, ooh, I'm gonna be clever but yet defensive, and it's just not working because they're both going about it the same way.
I can't tell exactly what you're saying. I can't tell if it's flirting. I can't tell if they're enjoying it. They're verbally saying that they like each other, but the body language and the conversations and stuff don't seem to be materializing.
They make me feel like they could go friend zone easily. And he's ready for the nookie. He's ready to have sex. He's dropped the hint so many times that, like, you know... They know each other.
That's what the whole thing is. It kind of stems from him dropping these subtle hints that he's trying to see if she's picking up, and she's completely shutting the door down every time he tries.
Becoming more defensive.
Yep. It is interesting that this season, more so than last season, it seems like we've got people who are much more raring to go in bed than last season.
Or the exact opposite. Yeah.
I mean, anything else you guys want to say about them? I'm ready to move on, to be honest with you.
It's already falling apart. And I think if they can't find a middle ground, or at least communicate, because this isn't communication. This is just like taking little childish, dumb banter, like little pokes at each other. How are they going to last in a marriage
if they can't even get that? That's not a good start.
This is not a good start if they can't really communicate.
No. All right, let's go to next most interesting in my mind, because I made up the conversation topic list. Matt and Amber, who I think is a super, super, super cute couple.
I think they're so cute.
Once again, this is the season of, I think, women taking charge, because she's ready and raring to go sexually, and we know Elizabeth is beyond ready and raring to go. So it's very females taking charge, so that's awesome. We talked about how she got off super easy without having to talk to his in-laws, just had a regular conversation. I thought his conversation with the in-laws, her in-laws, was perfectly fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah.
The aunt was, like, what was up with that? The aunt took over completely.
The aunt was odd.
That was strange.
Maybe the parents just knew we can't do camera time. We can't do camera.
And then she took over, possibly. Yeah. But she was just like, you know, right.
But at the end of the day, it was very, why didn't you invite your family? We get it. You're part of our family now. So that felt warm.
Yeah, I would have wanted to know why your family isn't here. Like, why hasn't your family come to support you?
We still want to know. It doesn't seem like a good excuse.
Closets, he's got skeleton. I'm telling you, there's
something
off about it.
They have relationships and they could be tired of it.
Yeah.
They have chemistry and they're good and they seem good together, but I just think his secret, it's going to come a point where he needs to confront it. And like,
what if he's got nothing? What if his parents aren't divorced and there's actually nothing wrong?
We don't know.
And they're just chilling at home.
They could.
Well, Matt's playing basketball in Europe, right? That's why we haven't heard from him for 8 weeks.
But like, here's the thing. He's got siblings too, right? They're not involved. There's something off here, and it seems like he's the common denominator. So for them, they can avoid it, but like, at what point does she, who seems like she's a family person, you know, in a lot of ways, like, when does this become an issue in their relationship? Because I think it would, because I don't know if he's holding this kind of thing kind of and sweeping it under the rug. What other stuff? There's something that's off about him that I find sketchy and secretive, man. I would not trust that guy.
Killer.
I would. Hey, you maybe never know. I doubt it, but
I don't know.
You never know with anything.
Obviously, we got a lot of comments in the chat. Mr. Oliwada here every single week. What up, what up? Amber is a little too thirsty for me. Be fun at first, but she's got to ease up. She is just smitten, to use our word
she's
of the day.
Smitten.
She's super smitten.
She's
with
the
it.
Easy cheerleader, and he's the basketball player. It works, honey.
We got some questions for Carmen.
Okay.
Because she hasn't been here for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I don't mind interrupting our flow here we forget about it. But several people in the chat, Carmen, did you ever meet up with Will? Last time I remember, he was hitting on you through AfterBuzz last episode. Spill it.
No, I have never met up with Will. You guys are crazy. You guys have been
stay
trying
tuned
to make
for season
Will.
10 of yes. Married.
At, and we will need to replace her at this year.
Married at Second Sight.
You guys are really trying to hook me up with Will. This is hilarious.
Hey, that would be not so bad. Anyway, all right. There's a little internal drama. Back no drama, actually. Back to the episode. What did you guys think about Amber going real hard on Matt Gwynn V, a.k.a. their potential future child, on literally the first full day of
it's
knowing
so
each other?
Much. It's just
is
annoying.
That, okay, it's... maybe I don't even have to ask the question. Is that too much? Is that like, whoa, calm down, lady? Or is it, well, they're married, and if we're going to keep playing in the whole game that they're actually married and they're going to do it, it's got to be something they talk about.
I think it's wishful thinking.
Okay.
On her part.
You gotta start off on the right foot, at least believing that this thing is gonna last or
sure.
it won't.
Yeah.
You can't go into it like being a complete skeptic.
But you're still giving that,
but she's blinded. Right,
she is blinded by her lust. This is a lot of it's lust. It is, because she wants to jump all over him. She wants to, you know, and he's kind of... He's taking a backseat with a lot of things, which makes me kind of question him, because she's very transparent and open.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything phony about her. Like, she's genuine, probably, the way she feels. She's excited. But him... She's talking about having kids with him. How about find out this story about his family first? You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
that settle this first. Like, she's kind of blinded by love, you know, initially,
right.
and she's very excited about it. And he's kind of, in a sense, calculated about it and stepping back and letting take the attention, you know, kind of she's giving him the attention and all that. I'm telling you, this dude, someone needs to check in with
what
this,
if
man.
What
before-
if that he's like something crazy is going on? What if he's just a passive introvert man?
He could be
that quiet athlete guy that's like that nerdy kind of introvert. It's like two different type of athletes. Sometimes they're super extroverted. Sometimes they're just really quiet and you don't
know
much about
them. It could
be. Carmen, Chad is saying that you're blushing.
About what?
About Will.
Uh-oh. Y'all are crazy.
They see it all. They're like the eye in the sky. So.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you guys, and I think that bringing it up right away is like a little much. Mm-hmm. If let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He's not a serial killer, okay? He's just a passive, like really laid back dude.
Yeah.
This is way too much overload for him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's going to get so bombarded by not only her sexual energy, advances, physicality, but now there's children and stuff. This poor guy is like, I don't know, I signed up for the show, and now, he's like being attacked.
You signed. This is the life he chose.
Well, I know.
I didn't get married at first sight. He did.
Ask Keith about the life he chose too. You know what I mean?
Speaking of which, however,
she's fun though, and I think she's game to have a good time. I feel like she is what would have happened to Kate if Luke would have treated her right.
That's right.
Luke would have gotten.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's it, because Kate was just as spunky.
She was spunky.
And into it. Yeah.
And Luke just rained on her whole parade. He just, you know, the birthday. Have you ever seen the meme where the little girl that's singing her happy birthday and then she turns around and slaps the candle out? You know what I'm talking about? It's a funny meme, but that's definitely Luke and Kate. Like, he definitely just knocked her flame right on out.
Well, we got hope for them. They go to Antigua, and the last thing I believe which is where they're all going for their honeymoon. They all stay at the same resort. The last thing I believe we saw was them just going at it, making out in the pool, a la, as we said,
Wild Things,
the movie way back in the day, with an oddly neon blue lit pool. Yeah.
The kisses were very stiff and awkward, though. Like, I hate kisses
where
you're like...
They were. There wasn't that much
so
passion
weird.
For someone. Yeah.
It is strange. If our boy Matt is keeping secrets, one person absolutely let out her big secret this week, and it's Iris.
Ooh.
In case you guys didn't know, Iris has never had sex before. She's a virgin.
Never heard of that.
She's a virgin. Iris is a virgin, virgin, never had sex, virgin. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
when you see them together, you wouldn't be able to tell, right,
show,
Mike?
The show never makes any allusions to this.
No.
But she's a virgin. So she tries to be real sly and slick with it, that everybody watching was like, oh my God, just tell him that you're a virgin, instead of, well, let's talk. What secrets do you have that you've never told anybody? He's got to think, what?
Yeah.
Tell me a secret. So did you say, tell me a secret so I can tell you I'm a virgin?
Yeah. No, just say it. What's the right time to tell someone that?
She should have already told him. Why is this?
Well, at the wedding? This is the morning after
their
wedding. But they've never seen each other before.
I think it was cute the way she did it. I think it was good timing. Get it out there now early so you don't like have false expectations happening.
Right.
At least let him know what he's dealing with.
What did you guys think of his reaction? Because he already knew. He already knew. Right. So this was somewhat of a fake reaction from her. But
it was.
As we discuss for the rest of the episode, it seems like it's wearing on him more and more.
Buyer's remorse.
Buyer's remorse.
I mean, he's too polite, and he seems genuinely like a nice guy. You know what I mean? And polite.
It's in his eyes.
He's trying, but the soul is telling him otherwise.
His eyes are kind of glazing over. Like, he's got that glossy look. Yeah. But he's still verbally like there, and everything's fine. But I don't know. Are we starting to worry about
that? 100% wanted them? This. I can bet you anything that it's not 100% what you wanted.
She's so comfortable because this is what she does. Like, mm-hmm. She's made it 27 years doing
That's
this.
Right.
Like, she's in
right.
her bag.
And
like,
we had her dad super overprotective.
Yeah.
When they get to the hotel, right, for the honeymoon, this is the first time she's ever stayed with or lived with a man.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is like, okay, this is a lot for this guy to take mm-hmm. in. And I just
he looks like that, like, okay.
What next? I can just see all the guys hanging out on this honeymoon, because you know how they split them up, right? I can see all the guys hanging out at this honeymoon and everybody else being like really happy, like, what's going on? Like, how's it going, guys? And him just being like, did you guys get a virgin too?
It's almost like a dream come true and a nightmare at the same time.
That's deep.
Maybe he wanted someone like that, but now that he's in this situation, he's
like,
having regrets, you know, and wishing that this not
as... he doesn't get to have sex.
the best would be, we got a lot of
this
drama.
Is hilarious.
If you guys are into the relationship reality shows, I know you're hanging out with me on Monday nights for Bachelorette. We have some drama going on in Bachelorette where one of the dudes has a girlfriend back home.
Uh-huh.
And he's made it really far, and he was a front runner, Jed, right? So how funny if somehow social media someone blew her up and was like, dude, I was sleeping with that girl last year. Like, what are you talking about?
No.
It'll be terrible.
No, I don't. She just, like,
she has
genuine,
a virgin quirk.
Yeah, she seemed genuinely more interested in, like, blogging about the spot they were at than actually, like, doing stuff with it.
I can see her blog posts.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
I can see her page.
There's pictures inserted
like
in there.
It's like a travel
For the record, I don't think she slept with anybody. I just thought that would be an interesting twist.
But I think that she's down to give it a go. I think she's really, yes.
Well,
I think she is really giving thought into, like, this could be my moment. Like, he's cute and,
okay,
you know.
So you weigh in, because we've weighed in for the past 2 weeks. The whole point, and I know we got lambasted in the chat in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making any comment whatsoever, any kind of judgment on her religion. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
All we've been saying is she has stayed a virgin for religious purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it cheapen it somehow that if this is your outlook? Well, I'm married now, but it's a reality show. It's
super
not
cheap.
Like right. I mean, a little bit. I was just like, totally got you there.
It's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
It's flowing.
It's flowing.
Get excited.
We're in Antigua. Actually,
all the water is going towards that. What's happening today?
But do you think that is valid? Do you think God would be like, oh yeah, totally. Like, I'm down with that. That makes sense. You're good now.
No, it cheapens the whole wait. Like, you wait all this time to go to hook up with a stranger anyway.
Right.
Isn't that what you're trying to
It's just avoid? A legal piece of paper,
Did
right?
Did you wait 27 years to not have sex with a stranger? And now you're going to have sex with a stranger?
Right.
And I think she really wants to do it, because that's why we see her like, are you staying in this? Like, are you sure? Because I'm about to give you this. I'm about to give you this good.
I need to know
if you're staying in it, because I'm ready. I think that's what's going on with her. I think she's ready.
Definitely not tonight, because as we noticed, she was wearing, I think, underwear and a shirt and then another robe on top of it.
But I think she's terrified.
Definitely.
I think she's terrified.
Yeah, it's so scary. Plus, you got cameras in there, too.
Yeah.
So it's understandable. She is completely covered up. Who is not completely covered up is Elizabeth, who couldn't be less naked.
Great transition.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like seven nip slips. In like 30 seconds.
They put the editors to work.
Slip. That is on purpose.
Yeah.
That was like a sheer mesh.
She came out, I mean, dude, Jamie turned around and she was just naked in front of the cameraman. And Jamie's like, oh, okay.
That's sexy. Or whatever.
And then it's like, okay, let's go to the honeymoon. And then she's in the bathroom with a little confessional, like, I've got some lingerie for my. I have lots of these outfits.
She was brushing her teeth like this. Right, like, she's dancing from the front like this. Dude. Like, who does that?
Not only is she, I have so many of these outfits, and he is so excited to take the outfits off of me. And she doesn't even get
she's
out of the bathroom.
For
just
it,
a
right?
boob is out. Yeah. She's just naked all the time.
I knew he was in trouble from the moment they were at the wedding. And she was like, one thing I know about both of us is that we both did this, so we're both crazy.
She's deciding for
like,
everyone.
Huh? And in his eye, for like a split second, if you go back and watch it, you can see his eyes like... Uh-oh. I didn't sign up for
what?
Crazy. Yeah, like, I didn't sign up for crazy.
I love
so,
it.
So, but yeah, she's wild as heck. I mean, she's fun, but it's scary. Like, she's so fun.
And they're so
that it's
opposite.
Like, oh, everybody has
very
gotten
much.
This version of you.
They're
I feel like,
so opposite. She's crazy spunky. He's super introverted. Mm-hmm. She's talking about, I just make wild decisions. Since he's like, I calculate
a,
and I figure this
special,
out.
It takes a certain amount of time and the right person to bring like this super like carefree, like I'm down to do whatever with you because we have that type of chemistry. But if right off the bat, you're just super wild.
I mean, and what else
no
is there
bar.
Left?
Yeah,
that's right. You can't go any higher than that, right?
Yeah. And that's not to say, I believe that I have friends who have had sex the first night they went out and they're married. So, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't believe that it has anything to do with sex. It's just a certain way that you carry yourself.
Right.
To let me know I'm getting something special. Like, let me see the flower unfold.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see the petals.
No, it's figurative.
It's like,
figurative.
Very much.
Yeah,
figurative and
that
illustrated.
Was definitely figurative.
What did you guys think?
No mystery with her.
I want to take one step back real quick. I didn't like it when he was figuring out what to call her. Then he specifically decided to call her Elizabeth, which only her dad... No, sorry, maybe not only her dad, but he specifically asked, what does your dad call you? Elizabeth, then I'm going to call you Elizabeth.
No, he said Beth.
Isn't that weird?
He said, what does your dad call you? And she says, Elizabeth, when I'm in trouble, but he calls me Beth. Then he was like, okay, I'll call you Elizabeth.
Does that mean she's in trouble
call
all the time?
Babe.
He's in trouble,
I feel like
pretty much.
Doing something based on what her dad calls her is strange to me.
That's what I mean. This is the power struggle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's constantly been the theme of this episode between them. It's the father. It's a name thing. It's this, you know, it's last name, first name, all sorts of things. It's like they're trying to one-up each other. Who's the man here? Who's, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing. It's almost like she's like a prize or something they're fighting over. Or you know, it's very strange and not normal, I feel,
it's
like,
weird.
In that way. It's like this macho,
it's weird in a Melania Trump kind of way with her and her dad.
Melania.
Yeah, whatever her name is. No, it's not Melania. What's his daughter's name?
Ivanka.
It's weird between them like that to me, if you ask me. That's my gut instinct. They're weird. Her and her dad. They're just weird. Like, I don't like the way his lips look on her face. Like, she's 30-something, bro.
Yeah, it is strange.
You're strange.
The whole thing was very, very strange. And then, as CU Hoos is pointing out, as Deirdre, as a bunch of our friends in the chat right now are pointing out, she was really trying to get this guy to talk dirty to the
camera.
Yes,
clearly.
I mean, she could not have been spoon-feeding it to him even more. Dude, just say you want to see your naked. Like, just say, I want to kiss you all over. Just say, I want to be in bed with you. Like, anything. And he was like, well, we're going to enjoy the honeymoon. And,
no, he was being respectful, right? Because he's not like, yo, I can't wait to try to see if I can.
No, okay.
You know?
Let's get ready
but we
to
had
work.
This. Yeah. We had this whole conversation last season with Will. Where does the respect end and the listen to what your wife is saying begin? She's like,
right.
I want to sleep with you. What do you want to do on the honeymoon? And he is talking about, we'll explore the jungle and everything. We'll have some fun and maybe explore inside of the condo. He didn't even say inside of the bedroom.
You don't expect to get an Elizabeth. So I think you I think his that expectation of the show.
But I think he's got to go with it a little bit.
He was. He was unless like, I want to explore.
Maybe he's not into her that much.
Maybe that could be a thing. That's what I'm saying.
That's what it could be. That he's not that attractive. He's saying the things because you're on camera, and you say things sometimes you don't mean, right? Mm-hmm. And when you have a camera on you, especially too, like. But I say everything usually I mean, but I don't know. You guys are watching.
Sometimes you talk stuff and you don't.
Yeah, you just say things. You don't mean it, but your actions dictated that. Mm-hmm. Sure. The actions say and your body language says. And with him, if he was about it, he'd be more willing or open, and he's just almost finding excuses not to. And I feel that's someone who's trying to back off and is not into it and maybe not into her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like he doesn't find her attractive in whatever way.
Mm. Anybody in the chat that wants to explain this to us, or if you guys want to explain it to me because I don't know, what does this phrase mean? Is that where you want to be when Jesus comes?
We don't know. I have no
What does that
what
mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is this some weird sexual innuendo that I am not familiar with?
Elizabeth's game is ahead of everyone, apparently. Yes,
she is playing 4D chess with romance.
She is wild.
Oh, I didn't get that at all. This is such a weird thing to bring. I mean, ask Iris.
What are they talking about?
Right?
Ask them.
Jesus coming.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, that was
what does the chat
so
have to
strange.
Say?
Jamie's overwhelmed by her. Jamie's too uptight. Jamie's too nerdy for her. So glad Carmen is here.
Oh, hey, yeah.
They don't fit well. Either way, that's the theme of it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. They're complete opposites. Yeah. And man, I'm excited to see specifically
is
for them how they turn out.
Is he older than her?
Oh, no. He's 36 and she's 32.
Okay.
Plus that is 4 years, especially once you're
they're
over 30.
They're both in their 30s,
right.
So it's pretty normal.
That's not that crazy. Yeah, no, there's no figuring it out. There's no figuring it out. Well,
I feel like once she starts going crazy, he's not going to have any respect for her.
We'll see, hopefully, real soon. Because a lot of tensions can happen on your honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, now they're making real decisions. They're starting to actually live with each other. So we got a lot of fun, cool stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get to do our fun special segment. Hey. I'm super excited about this because, chat, we want you guys to get involved with this as well. I am tossing the link up in the chat right now. I'm going to toss it a couple times because we are going to rate our couples. Jonathan, do we have our rate our couples music?
Oh.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
The big dramatic
ladies
moment.
And gentlemen, it's on a scale of 1 to 10. Jonathan, producer Jonathan, for us is keeping track of what we've rated. Carmen has submitted her former ratings. We're going to add those up. Today, guys, I want to go exactly in the same order that we talked about our couples. Let's start out with Greg and Deanna. Jim?
I feel like Jurassic Park or something. it's trending downwards real quick.
It's trending downwards.
I'm saying like a 3.
Dang.
Yeah, it's beginning of the end.
She is going to get on his last nerve. She's going to boss him around like crazy and make him jump through hella loops. But I think they're average, and so I give him a 6.
Ooh. I'm not optimistic for them. I think it's a little bit of a show. I think potentially it could get there. I'm just going to give them a flat 5.
They had matching clothes on accident.
Yeah, they are
it's
interested
an accident,
in,
probably.
They're interested in
it's not a
similar
choice.
Color wardrobe. That's not a great match. That's okay. Let's move over to Matt and Amber. Jim?
5. His secrets bother me. More so than her. Why isn't she bothered by it?
That's true.
There needs to be some. I know it looks good and it looks promising, but those secrets are going to come into play. So I'm giving it a 5 right now.
I'm going to give them a 7. I think he's the tall, awkward guy who, he was just the cool guy in the crew. And I think he maybe just deserves a little wild girl to spice him up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe he just deserves her. And she's going to bring him out of the show. I think they're cute so far. And I like his, demeanor. He's just a cool guy. Yeah, I do. So I give them a 7.
I am going to give them an 8.
Wow.
The secrets don't bother me.
I think
it's fun to ruminate, and it'd be really fun and interesting if something really came. But I think they're playing games with us, and we're getting our hopes up. I think they're just a good, straightforward couple. Let's go, Keith and Iris.
Ooh. Poor Keith. This is Keith's real life feeling about her.
Yeah, like, this is a great picture.
I didn't even notice that before. He's really side eye looking for
I
help.
I got lucked out
and
with this.
And she's got that claw.
Fine.
The virgin claw.
She's like, I'm in it. She's like,
and he's trying to escape. She's got him by the shoulder.
Yeah, she's like, oh no, baby. You're locked in.
Jim?
This picture made me drop it to a 2. Okay, I was thinking...
Jim, you are hard on the
yeah, Jim is fierce right now. Cutthroat.
2. This man's two. Looking to escape.
Carmen?
It's, see, it's just, that is her dream come true, and he is not sure.
It's two people. It's not about one.
I've never noticed this picture before.
This is perfect. She is like, she is clueless that he is just completely giving her the side eye right now. I love
it.
I give them an 8.
What?
Whoa! Because I think they make a cute couple, and that's what this is.
Is this like a Marvel alternate universe or something? This is not.
I'm not feeling optimistic for this couple whatsoever. I'm giving them a 3.
I gave him a completely shallow vote. I just gave him that because I think they're really cute, and if he can like, if they could work it out, it might work. But.
I'm not feeling it. I think she's gonna start getting more and more bossy and opinionated. Ooh. She's very particular. Yes. I don't think he's gonna like
she
it.
She seems like she's like head of student council. Like she runs every club she's in.
Yeah,
she's gonna run this marriage too. Apparently,
this marriage too. I'm going with a 3. And finally. Our crazies, Elizabeth and Jamie.
It's the downhill for them. I give them a 3.
Okay, 3.
3. I'm going with a 4.
With a 4? Yeah. I want them to work. Elizabeth is my favorite.
It's not working.
So I want it to work, but I don't know. I'm on the fence. I think he could be brought over to the dark side of her, so I'm going to go 6 right now.
He's not completely closed the door. That's why I still leave it somewhere.
Yeah, so I'm going to go 6. Guys, let us know your ratings. Put them in. I'm going to link the survey a couple more times. Put them in the survey, and we want to keep everybody together. We're going to see, plot out how you guys, the average, works throughout the season. Now, also on that survey is our next special segment.
Hey.
Jonathan, do we have our sexy time music?
Oh.
Yes.
From Jurassic Park to
Bow Wow
to
Jurassic
Rated R
what?
Well.
There's got to be a parody of it. Jurassic Park, your butt right over here.
Oh, that could work. That could work.
Sorry. It's, of course, are they going to have sex tonight?
I need another girl in this studio with me, guys.
What?
Totally testosterone.
Lanisha will be back next week.
So much testosterone.
But Lanisha was totally down for the did they have sex. So, okay. Are they having sex between this episode and the next episode? Uh-huh. We're going to go right back around again.
Okay.
Greg and Deanna.
No.
Hell no.
There's no chance.
No.
Are they going to have sex is a lot easier than Rated R.
Ever. I still say hell no.
They're Will and Jazz.
It's a full no. Matt and Amber?
Yeah. They're doing it the most.
Pool, though?
They
Or
in the pool. They might not get out of the pool.
Wild Things is really wild, apparently.
Keith and Iris?
No.
No.
There's no chance tonight.
No.
There's
no
chance tonight.
There's no chance.
Elizabeth and Jamie?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it's going to last.
It'll be quick, you
the
mean?
Night, the act, or their relationship?
Like, I don't think that good sexual relationship chemistry thing is going
to
last.
Yeah, they'll do it, but it might be a lot of room to spare.
And Elizabeth
for the rest
is going to be like, that's it? Like,
No, she's going to start acting crazy. And he's going to go
crazier.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. But we're saying yes for them. It's a full yes. Guys, the second question in our survey right there is the sexy time question. So go ahead and put it. The link will also be in the description of the video for all of our friends watching later. And I'm going to put it probably in a comment when I comment later. So we want to see what everybody has to say. But that is it. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of episode 3.
I'm so happy.
We're so happy Carmen's back. This is fantastic. I'm so happy Jim is here. We're so happy all you guys are hanging out with us. Guys, until we see all of our friends next week, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at king_karma. That's karma with a C.
Double underscores, yo.
Bunch of underscores. You can find me at the Jim Alexander on all social media, realtalker.com. That's R-E-E-L.
Guys, I am Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. As I mentioned, if you love these relationship reality shows, come hang out with us. I am on the Bachelorette panel every Monday right here on AfterBuzz TV.
I need to crash that.
You gotta come in. It's a great panel. Until then, figure out if this is where you want to be when Jesus comes.
We know what that means.
Right here
we all know.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.